Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As I mentioned, I'm speaking with Commissioner Dennis Williams. And, you know, Commissioner Williams, something that I'm really intrigued about. When I see a person doing what that person does, I'm often curious as to how that person came to do what they are doing. And so could you give us a little bit more about your background, you know, some of the major highlights of your childhood, particularly teen years, young adult years as well, and just kind of walk us through where you became Commissioner Dennis Williams.
Well, I was born in Chicago, Illinois. I was raised primarily in the Robert Taylor Homes projects the South Side. I went through grammar school in Chicago. I went to high school. It was Simeon Vocational High. I dropped out of high school my last year.
Interesting.
And then I went back my fifth year. One of my teachers talked me into coming back. Then I dropped out again. And then I dropped out during around summertime. But by the winter, I decided that I had to do something with my life. And I needed an education. I needed some money. And being there in Chicago, living with my grandmother, opportunity was slim. And I knew I wasn't able to go to college. So I joined the Army. Okay. I went down there one day and told the guy, look, I'm ready to join the Army. I joined the Army. I spent 12 years in the military and enjoyed every moment of it. That was how I ended up in Augusta. I was transferred from Berlin to Eisenhower Army Medical Center out at Fort Gordon, and I worked there 5 years. And then I ETS from the service and tried to decide where to live, either in Chicago or here in Augusta. After 2 days in Chicago, I decided Augusta was a much better place to live.
All right.
So I came to Augusta.
2 days in Chicago.
2 days. That's all. Big difference from when I was growing up there. But I came to Augusta. In Chicago, I was just, I guess, pretty much a kind of average kid. I was very active in my church. I was a junior deacon on the Ursher board and a few other little things. And I think that's where I got my taste of leadership, I guess you want to say. And it's not that I ever really wanted to be a leader. I was very good being in the background. But a lot of times in my life, things have just kind of fallen in my pathway that you just had to pick up and run with. But I left there, joined the Army, spent 12 years. I served in Berlin, Germany for 5 years. And where else did I go? Fort Gordon for 5 years and Fort Knox, Kentucky for like 10 months.
Okay.
And then I ETS, then started working for the Department of Veterans Affairs up in Decatur, Georgia. So I ended up retiring from the VA in November 2011, okay, after 39 years of federal service. And then the dilemma again as to where to live came up.
So you were still in Decatur at the time of retirement?
No, I was up in New York then when I retired. Okay. I retired from the system up there. And I had to decide either stay in New York, move to Milwaukee, or come back to Augusta. And then I got to thinking about the snow in Milwaukee and New York, and I moved back to Augusta. And when I was in Augusta initially, when I first came here in 79, I got out of the military. I was involved with the VA, with the NAACP. I was president for 4 terms with the NAACP. I served on the Planning and Zoning Commission for 8 years, Police Advisory Board, a variety of different organizations. Things just kind of felt my way, you know. And I never really wanted to be a politician, never really thought about it. But I had a friend talk me into it back in 88, I believe it was. I ran against one of the city council. That's when we had the two governments. Mm-hmm. I ran against a city council person, and she beat me, and it broke my heart. But I went on about my business. And then after I my job at the VA, I took an internship there, and it transferred me to New York. And I worked about 12 months in New York, went to Alabama for 23 months, then went to Milwaukee for 6 years, and then transferred back to New York for another 6 years. And then I retired and came to Augusta. And when I got to Augusta, I bought a house over on Richmond Hill Road. And it was coming up to election time, and Cora Johnson couldn't run again. So I had some friends kind of encourage me to run. And I thought it was rather funny. I didn't think I had a chance because I had just moved back to Augusta. I'd only been back about a year or so.
Okay.
So, you know, nobody really remembered me. You know, I thought all of that. But I ended up running. And for the most part, I didn't have any competition until about the last 2 months or so. And the individual ran against me. And then I just simply did the best I could do, and I ended up winning. And it's been a surprising task, but it's been a rewarding task because it's amazing how many people are out in our society that's a part of our society that need help and really don't know what avenue to take to get the help. So, you know, I fuss a lot because a lot of things you people call upon you for, it's not really within your realm, but people call upon you because they feel that you can take care of whatever their problem is. And so I think that has been my reward. I really enjoy the idea of meeting a lot more people and also getting a better understanding of the function of the government and how the government works. So it makes me a little more knowledgeable when it comes to speaking on a subject, or you know how people speak in general, well, they need to do this, they need to do that, but they don't understand the whole process of it. And if they understood the process, they would have a different opinion. So that's one of the good joys I get out of it. And you know, it's not for pay, because the few little dollars they give you isn't worth half of the headache, but you have an opportunity to help people. And I think that's my biggest thing, you know. And when I go into anything, I go head first. I spend a lot of time doing commission things because I'm retired. And it's a good thing that I'm retired. If I wasn't retired, it would be very difficult to meet a lot of the requests that people want from you.
Because it takes time.
It takes a lot
energy.
Of time.
Yeah.
And it's something that you just don't. You swear, and I'm a commissioner now, and you know you have to gather knowledge.
Yes.
And you have to gather the ability of knowing which person to call for what problem.
Yeah.
But people just assume that you know because you're a commissioner. And you know, and I tell people, I'm no different than you are. We all have the same monkey. We just have to know how to deal with it.
And do you find that, even despite the fact that each commissioner is voted for, elected by the members of their specific districts, that you sometimes find yourselves helping citizens of other districts?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because people have preferences. They like the way certain people talk. They like their action, whatever. I've gotten calls from people outside of my districts, and they all they know is my name. They don't even know what district they live in. You know, they just know that, I guess, that if you call Dennis Williams, he'll take care of what your problem is. And that's basically, you know, what it is. Because I don't ask what district you live in when you call. I'll ask for your address or the address of wherever the problem is. But I really don't care because you called me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that if you wanted to talk to Tom, Dick, or Harry, you would have called him. So I take care of the people that call me. Everybody's not always happy, though.
But you do what you can. Our commissioner, our guest, Commissioner Dennis Williams, when he comes back, we're going to be talking some more about some of the things that you all have been really wondering about, some of you agitating over. I'm glad we got a chance to know him better before we get ready to move on. When we do get ready to move on, we're going to talk some a bit about revitalization. Ah, yes, something that's important to a lot of people, right? We'll be right back.